Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Prilosec.com and sign up today. Zero heartburn is possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Napa Know How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
KILT. KILT FM HD2. Houston. Your home for the latest information on The Standoff. Between Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. We're back already, May 13th. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shogun.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Captain?
I couldn't be better, bud. I'm ready to roll. And you? Sounds good.
I'm ready to roll, Captain.
All right, bud. All right, our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Got Fish Expo. It's back, the fishing show at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. It's a don't-miss deal. Texan Roofing, McLean Trailers, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to weather. How about this cool day in May? Middle of May here, and it's nice and cool this morning. How about that front for May? All right, looks like cloudy skies today down on the island in Galveston. They'll become partly cloudy this afternoon. High of 79, winds will be north-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour tonight. Some clouds, low near 70. Winds will be east-northeast 10 to 20, and then for tomorrow, considerable clouds early, and they'll fade off during the afternoon and in the middle of the day, and high of 78. Winds will be east-northeast at 10 to 20. That's just feels weird reading that kind of forecast for the month of May. But we've seen stranger. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're on two tide schedules for the rest of the week. Actually, one tide tomorrow, but our high today will be at 7:43 a.m. It's a 1.6, and then we've got a strong outgoing around noon at 11:49 p.m. It's a negative 0.1. Sunrise this morning, 6:28 a.m. Sunset, 8:03 p.m., and our moon phase is new. It's 0%. Currently, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have 69 degrees with 77-degree water. North-northeast winds are at 20, gusting to 27. Barometric pressure is 30.13 inches. Eagle Point, it's 67 degrees at Eagle Point with 75-degree water. North-northeast winds at 11 to 16. And Morgan's Point, 65 degrees with 77-degree water. North winds at 10 to 11. And barometric pressure is 30.19 inches. So barometer's well above 30 inches this morning. And as high pressure slides to the east, we shall receive northeast and east winds for a couple of days. But it'll be pretty. Nice weather. Enjoy it. Summer's right around the corner. I keep saying that, but it hadn't quite got here yet. But it will be hot before you know it. All right. Let's get rolling. Let's go over to Sabine Lake and get cranked up with Captain Bill Watkins this morning. Check his pulse. Bill, what's up, man?
I just need one more cold front before summer.
Do you? Okay. Well, you may get one next week. Beware of what you wish for.
I'm being sarcastic. I mean, this is not okay. I've never seen anything like this. Golly.
Right.
It just won't stop. I hate north wind when you got fresh water, you know. You need some south wind.
I understand.
Fresh water coming down everything now.
Well, I'm telling you, buddy, it's something else. Here we go.
Well,
hold my beer and watch.
Yeah, that's the Natchez has dropped out, but it's Rayburn's rising like crazy because they're holding it up there.
Oh, that got spanked. That all over there, you got a ton of rain the other day, man.
Yeah, and Toledo Bend, they just letting it run through. Mm-hmm. They had 11 gates open several days ago, and I don't know if they still got them open, but they got, NOAA shows green all the way down from Toledo Bend, well above Toledo, to way down here. So basically we got one river running right now, which all this has done is just compressing the trout further south. Not unusual for the way we've had to, what we've had to put up with around here for the last few years.
Yeah, but, last 6 years, no problem. We'll adapt, we'll overcome,
But the fish are, we caught really good last week. And but it's over for a couple of days, so this northeast wind stops.
Yeah.
And it turns around, and then we'll start catching again. Hopefully Saturday is going to be a good day, I think. Tomorrow might be, but I went ahead and moved that trip. I just pushed it. That's all I'm doing is
scrambling everybody around, man, just moving them up. I'm doing the same thing, man.
I've turned into the cancel culture. I'm canceling.
Cancel culture.
That's exactly what
I'm
doing.
You're woke, baby. You're woke.
I'm woke. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
This weather's making me wake up. But it's, we needed a little rain right here. We hadn't had that much, but all that coming down the river, you have to adjust. We're not going to see clear water for a few more days, but the fish are back. We got shrimp in the lake now. I caught fish. I mean, it was just trout here, trout there, trout wherever you wanted to go, just about. Freshwater's doing what it always does. It's compressing the fish in certain places where you can get at them, but you don't need a north.
I'm looking at my river this morning. It's still they're still pumping out 28,000 at Livingston, and the lake's on the rise. It's over a foot above pool right now. Livingston is, and there's more water coming down from the Dallas area. You saw all that rain they were getting this week. Jeez.
Oh golly, yes, yeah.
Oh man, yeah,
they're getting rain even below Austin, places that's normally really really dry.
Right.
They've had some rain, so they needed it, but. I think almost everybody up there is waiting for it to turn off now.
I think you're right. I am too.
Yeah, it's been strange, but
don't realize local rain don't hurt our bay systems like yours and mine, like the upstream rain. That's what gets us. Those big flushes coming down these rivers. That's what hurts us.
Yeah, but. It's pretty much a soft plastic bite right now. The fish are staying close to the salt water as they can get. The tide runners have arrived. I mean, the jetty is going to be turned on. The minute the wind stops blowing, the jetty is going to be right.
Yeah, water turns green out there and that wind lays down. It's going to be on like a neck bone.
I mean, the fish are already there.
Right.
It's setting up. Just exactly like it should, except it's just prolonged. But the agony's been prolonged by the wind, I don't know that we've had one calm day out there that you could have actually fished, maybe. I'd like to go out there, but I can't right now.
Yeah.
It's funny how this weather gets into a set, and it just keeps on and on and on and on. I know everybody up at Rayburn and Toledo is ready for it to stop. You know, the Rayburn's up 3 or 4 feet in just a few days. Yeah, yeah, they're trying to catch all that water and hold it for, you know, later on. Toledo, they just let it run through. Cock them big gates open and let her fly.
You know, back in the old days before we had all these dams, like, you know, I can remember when we didn't have the Livingston Dam in Lake Livingston, and these big rain events, they would just come on through and get out of here. They weren't regulated, yeah, where you just had that continuous flow of fresh water over and over. And, man, it made for such, well, you know, it just... It got here, got out, and then you're back to normal in just, you know, a week or two. But now that the way they prolong it with these releases, it just, boy, it's aggravating. And there's nothing you can do about it. All we can do is cry about it. But, you know, I was talking to him another day. He's pretty sharp when it comes to environmental stuff, you know, because he's been in the oyster business all his life. And plus he's got a degree in that kind of stuff. And we were talking about the thing that's probably hurting probably your bay system and ours over here is the way we've had this continuous freshwater, you know, pushes during, you know, prime spawning times every year. You know, a lot of these fish, the way we've seen it over the years, they'll spawn and all this, you know, the larvae and the eggs and everything, they go up in the marsh, the fish hatch, they turn into fingerlings, they grow up and then come back out. And it's a reverse process now. The normal flood tides that carry that stuff up into marsh, well, they're sent the other way now with all the river current that we've been experiencing. And
yeah,
we were talking about that. That's why our resident populations take so long to build back up now, because of the way the reproduction cycle's messed up by the freshwater flow. I know we need it for those purposes, but not this much of it like we've been getting. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's exactly right. The all of that stuff, I mean, it right now my shrimp are not really that much into the marsh right now. They're out in the lake because the fresh water coming down the river.
The brownies are dumping, no doubt. And they're tiny. They're out there.
It's got them shoving down all that fresh water's holding them and keeping them from going into the marsh like they want to. But they're out there. I mean, little tiny ones by the, you know, thousands.
Eyeballs it's just, and whiskers.
yeah, that's what they are, eyeballs and whiskers. And I saw some jumping the other day that were pretty good size.
Yeah.
You know, like 30 to 50 count. But they're in the lake. They finally showed up in mass, and now it's just a holding game till they can get on up in there. And that's mm-hmm. Fish are going to eat them right there, though. Oh boy!
Yeah, they are.
They're having a good time with it.
Well, that's, you know, where the fish are and how many you got with these shrimp populations. Like there are, the birds will work because the fish are going to chase them shrimp, man. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Whenever they find them, they eat them, no matter where they are. And we did catch a bunch the other day that were spitting up shrimp, you know.
Yeah. Let me get this commercial break in. We'll come back and talk some more about how this is all working out for us right now. Be right back with you, Bill. Well, you know, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop or have all your processing needs done. You just can't beat the Belleville Meat Market. They're located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. And they've been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And I know the Poffenbergers personally. They're great people. I've been dealing with them 13 seasons now, and nobody does my wild game processing better than the Belleville Meat Market. Check out all their different blends of pecan smoked sausage, their award-winning summer sausage. Check out their meat market next door. The processing facility and the meat market are right next door to one another. And check out all their grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and all their other great amenities they have there in the meat market. And their barbecue. Don't forget about that. Go hungry. You'll leave full. Check them out at BellevilleMeatMarket.com, or you can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
He's the General, John McClain.
The odds are against Davis Mills being a franchise quarterback, but you don't know. They'll see him in practice, meetings. They'll see him in ways we've never seen him. They need to watch him half the season and see, can this guy play? Do we think he can be the guy? The most important thing they do this season is finding out if they believe Mills can play.
John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. Insider access, exclusive content, Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
To see a copy of our station contest rules, go to sportsradio610.com.
Sports Radio 610 wants you to come face-to-face with Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Larry Walker, Ron Guidry, Johnny Manziel, Sam Ellinger, Jalen Hurts, Drew Pearson, and many more local and national sports superstars of the past and present. Catch the 35th annual TriStar Sports Collector Show, Friday, June 4th through Sunday, June 6th at NRG Arena. Buy, sell, and trade with America's top sports collectible dealers. For info, go to TriStarShows.com. That's TriStarShows.com. Don't miss it.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day, so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 416 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Sabine Lake and talk some more with Captain Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
If you want to catch fish over here, throw something with a yellow tail on it.
That's what you were saying last week.
Yeah, the water's a little off color now. So it's muddy up north and off color in mid lake, and down south you got some alternating sort of clear muddy. At times it looks like coffee with cream in it. And when it clears slightly though, get ready. Here they come. And if you throw a glow with a yellowtail or a dark bodied bait with a yellowtail, I just alternate between the two, and you're gonna find the fish with that. That's all it takes. Some days paddle tail, some days rat tail. But that little John has been working for me real good.
I love that bait.
I show that to people who've never seen it before, and they go, "What the heck is that?" I said, "That's called a little John. It's a mirror lure." And they go, "Really? Well, that don't look like it'd catch anything." I said, "Just go ahead and throw it and watch."
Yeah, hide and watch, buddy. Watch this.
Yeah, it beats anything I've ever seen. Yeah, that observation you made about looking like a rat tail suppository, that's exactly what it looks like. It has no action until you put it in there, but if you put it in there, it'll catch.
Well, anybody that's got a little hyperactivity problem and likes to work that rod tip and burn that lure back and jig and start and stop, that's a lure for you, man. It'll make a hero out of you.
Yeah, cast into the wind like crazy.
Yes, sir.
And it just does everything you want it to do, but it don't look pretty while it's doing it.
I love it wade fishing with like that little 16th ounce Bass Assassin Pro Elite head. Shove that booger up on there and turn and burn with it. You can just do all kinds of stuff with it in there real shallow. You know, when you can't
and
get them
flounder
flounder will Yeah, they tear it up.
Oh, yeah. But they like a short bait like that. I mean, it's easier to hook them on a short bait.
Exactly.
And they just, they'll climb up on it. We had a couple of 3-pound solid flounder the other day. I mean, just beautiful flounder. But we're not catching many. But I think, you know, when this all settles down and the water clears just slightly, we're going to find them bunched up in several places. But they're gathering up. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I'm really haven't been catching fish on the shoreline that much. It's more out in the open water, so it's kind of random. You get on the shoreline, you know, around the bio mouths and stuff like that, in the ditches, that's when you can find your flounder bunched up. But, I mean, they're out there on the reefs, and we'll catch them in strange places, but it'll just be one or two or three, you know. Some mornings we'll catch four and miss two or three, but as far as I can see, the flounder population is fairly stable for the last 2 or 3 years. It's been okay. You know, it's not like you're going to go out there and, well, a limit is not hard to get anymore because you can't keep but five. So it's a little easier to get your limit, but not like the old days when we used to catch, you know, 25 or 30 in a morning.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days over there. We were anchored up down on that channel one time catching trout on a ledge, and kind of between lighthouse and the bridge right there, and just a little swoop to the shoreline behind where some of them jack-up rigs used to be. They were swishing all down that shoreline, so I just got in there, and we kept popping them. You know how that ledge will stair-step off, and we were catching them on that deep ledge, so I just anchored up. We sat there, and we were wearing the trout out, and all of a sudden, kind of slowed up, and then all of a sudden, the flounder bite went on. I think we caught 35 or 40 flounder. I remember it was a field day on flounder, because I don't ever fish for them, you know, like a lot of people do, and I was just so impressed with that. That was years back, though.
Yeah, and now if you catch 4 or 5 in a spot, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going, look at this, schooling flounder just like trout.
Yeah, I remember one night I was fishing with a green light. It's been about, 20 years ago. Mm. And we caught 50 in one night.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I was still using a little bit of live bait back then. So we're throwing them little tiny pogies. They were just big enough, maybe an inch long, put them on a small hook, straight hook. I mean, we were catching them. I mean, wearing them out. But we were on the Texas side, so we had to throw most of them back. They were 13, you know, 12s and 13s. But wound up keeping we wound up with a limit of them anyway.
Unreal.
And back then it was 10.
You know, I noticed over there in your backyard, a lot of those people over there, they cast net their shad, and they use a lot of live shad to catch fish, and you don't see that over this way like you do over there.
No, that's true. That's true. It's one of our predominant bait fish, and the ones that catch them and use them, they catch fish. I mean, no doubt about it. And if you find them, you know, those early morning spots right before daylight where they gather up, boat basins and stuff like that, you can put you a bunch of them in a live well in a hurry. And if you want to use those pogie like that, you need a timer on your live well so they won't bunch up and smother. They'll get against the intake pipe, against the strainer, and they'll stop it up, and they'll all die. So what you have to have is a timer on your live well, and set it for, you know, 2 or 3 minute interval, and it'll run, and then by the time they start bunching up, it turns off again. And they release off that intake pipe and start swimming around. Mm-hmm. And that's how you do it right. It's not hard at all. But if you let them if that thing's constantly running, it's pulling a suction on the strainer, and they'll all just get over there and stop it up. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that. But, hey, if you do it right, that's some of the best bait going for Sabine leg or couch shoe. Have any problem? No.
I've seen it with my own eyes over there. I'm trying to remember that guy's name. It was real active with the Salt Club back in the day over there. His name was Stan. I can't remember his last. Super nice guy. He worked at a boat dealer in the Golden Triangle area. And he fished with me a couple of times when McLean used to have their annual tournament. They'd put on a tournament and get guides to run their, you know, dealer customers. And but he caught some beautiful fish over there, and they fished a lot with live shad, like, you know, we were just discussing. And I learned a lot about Sabine Lake just from him telling me how they fished, and it was pretty cool because I was coming over there with lures, and I couldn't believe. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven back in the day when I first showed up over there.
Yeah, that fishery, we caught lots and lots of big trout on Pogie. There's tons of them. And they would eat it up just like candy.
Yeah.
They would even eat them sometimes dead. You just hook them on there dead. They catch.
Right.
But boy, if that little fella's wiggling, they'll come get him. Oh, yeah. But anyway, that's we're just waiting on things to settle down. The wind is our biggest problem right now.
Yeah, it's messing things up. Well, if it just stay out of one direction, you know, get these fronts, and now we've got the freshwater issue in my backyard, and now when you get one shoreline going where you get some water clarity and get you a few pods of fish working, then a norther hits, it's going to blow all that fresh water up on that shoreline. Then you got to wait for 2 or 3 days of a predominant wind blowing off the bank to blow the fresh water off, clean the water up behind it, and then, you know, it's just, that's back and forth.
That's right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. A northeast wind now pushes all the fresh water down, and the fish are mostly, they're predominantly south now on the southern half of the lake. And at just about, you know, halfway down, you'll start finding trout. And that's where most of the bait is right now. They're all bunched up against that freshwater flow. And you get a good tide. And it takes right at, when the northeast wind stops, it takes 24 hours for it to straighten up.
Right.
And you're back at it again.
I got you.
Yeah, and you need a southeast wind blowing 15 to 20 right now is not a bad thing. It shows that for it, that salty water back up in there and gets things straightened back out. Now, our marsh is clear. The eastern and southern part of the marsh is real pretty.
Right.
So when you get a good low tide and the northeast wind turns off, you just start catching fish on that shoreline real good.
That's what I used to do back in the day, play it where the you had that outgoing tide bringing that clean marsh water and a little bit warmer water, especially early in the spring, and boy, them trout to be in that clear strip, man, they'd just throw something out there, they're gonna jump on it.
That's
throw
right,
something, just throw. That's what I tell
the fish are, just the throw, fish man. Up here, they're used to fresh water, they understand that, and they can deal with it.
They get accustomed to it.
They don't all just take off and pack their bags and go into the Gulf. The only time that ever happened was Harvey.
Harvey, that was the commode flush of all time right there. I've seen a lot. That was the one. I mean, it wiped your bay and my bay out just overnight, just bam.
Overnight, literally.
Yeah.
It's we had the big flood of 2016 that Sabine River flooded to a record high. And that showed all the Louisiana fish down to the channel, and some of them went on and left.
Yeah, remember those stack ups? Man, 2016, 2017, 2018, there were some stack ups, and boy, our fish paid a price for it, too. The ones that stayed, they got nuked.
Yeah, 2018 was our low point for a trout that I've ever seen on Sabine Lake in all my life.
2017 was Harvey, right? Yeah, 2017 was Harvey.
Yeah, and 2018 was the summer of no trout.
Yeah, the struggle was real.
The struggle was totally real. Yeah, if you could catch six or eight there, and then, but once the channel cleared, the Tide runners come up in there and saved our bacon. I mean, we got to where, okay, we're catching 25 or 30 again every morning. So, you know, it just, but it, I'll tell you what, it taught me lots of things about how to fish for trout. I filled in a bunch of gaps in my experience. I thought I knew everything, but wrong. Yeah, you don't ever learn at all.
No, you don't.
But the last 10 years we've seen, or actually the last 15 years, we've seen everything in the world that could come at you and still catch fish. So it teaches you, you know, you have to adapt or get culled.
I'm with but you. You got it.
We got a lot of trout right now. I just need wind stop.
All right, Bill. Well, I got to move on down the road. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and hooking up, and getting on some of these trout, throw them out a number.
409-673-9211.
Or fishthebeanlake.com.
That's right. Got me on a short string.
All right, Bill. Hey, we'll talk to you, man. I'll check in with you Saturday.
All right.
I'll work on that wind. I'll see what I can do with it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, I need to tell everybody about the Galveston County Fishing and Outdoors Expo at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. That starts Friday, May 21st. It'll run through Sunday, May 23rd. Go to gotfishexpo.com for more information. Over 140 exhibitors selling boats, kayaks, rods, lures, stringers, corks, fishing guides, and performance clothing, along with several food trucks, including a crawfish boil, Texas barbecue, kettle corn, free parking, and only $10 adult tickets, and that's good for the entire show. Folks, this is the last fishing show of the year for the Houston-Galveston area, so there'll be deals galore. Vendors like Fish Stick Rods, Chicken Boy Lures, Hoodoo Kayaks, Outcast Fishing Charters and Monster Fishing Clothing, and the Boatyard, Big D Boats, and Gulf Coast Marine, just to name a few. Don't miss the Galveston County Fishing and Outdoors Expo, May 21st through the 23rd at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. Go to gotfishexpo.com.
The Texans host New England in Week 5.
They're looking to beat the Patriots for the third straight year in that building.
What a sweet matchup in H-Town.
Bill Belichick across the field from Nick Caserio.
October 10th. Circle that one on the calendar. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Captain Mickey for Texan Roofing, the people I trust. You know, folks, Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas. And Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial. And Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. They're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available. And most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Along with their honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management. These are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust.
Hello, I'm Gary Horn with Horn Solutions. We agree with energy analysts that the energy market has stabilized. We anticipate significant merger and acquisition activity. Good resources are scarce. Horn Solutions is positioned to assist you in accounting, finance, IT, and supply chain. Our staff can assist you with outsourcing, or we can supply you with resources to join your staff. Visit hornsolutions.net for details.
See johnEagleAcura.com/blog for details.
There may never be a better time to buy a John Eagle Acura, so why wait? We offer zero down on any car in the lot or make no payments for 90 days. So why wait? And right now, Acura is offering 0% APR, so really, why would you wait? Lease a new 2020 Acura MDX for only $389 a month. Why would anyone wait? Right now, it's easy at Eagle. Easy to browse, easy to buy, easy to service. It's all easy at John Eagle Acura and johnEagleAcura.com.
If you've been thinking a lot more about hurricane impact windows and whether your house needs them over these past couple of months, then Allstate Windows and Siding is here for you the same way they've been here for Houstonians for four generations. It's a family-owned business that only uses windows manufactured right here in Texas. They're built for the Texas tough weather, the rain, the wind, the hail. It's all covered. And when you get well-insulated hurricane impact windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, you could save up to 40% on your energy bill. They've extended their summer specials, so you can get no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows, 30% off of all windows up front, and $2,500 off all full siding jobs. They can do home or virtual appointments. So call them today to get your free consultation, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online for your hurricane impact windows at allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com. And tell them Seth Payne sent you.
Does the grass ever stop growing in Texas? Lansdowne Moody has a whole lot of Kubota spring deals on Z-Series mowers. Cut like a pro, turn on a dime, and ride high in the saddle. All-day comfort. Make easy work of your world for a lot less than you might think. At 0% APR for 60 months with no money down. Kubota Zero Turns, in stock and ready for delivery. Let's cut your piece of Texas down to size. Hands down, it's Lansdowne. LMTractor.com. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Sports Radio 610 wants you to come face-to-face with Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Larry Walker, Ron Guidry, Johnny Manziel, Sam Ellinger, Jalen Hurts, Drew Pearson, and many more local and national sports superstars of the past and present. Catch the 35th annual TriStar Sports Collector Show, Friday, June 4th through Sunday, June 6th at NRG Arena. Buy, sell, and trade with America's top sports collectible dealers. For info, go to TriStarShows.com. That's TriStarShows.com. Don't miss it.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 436 in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude. Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I could be better than you.
Man, if I was any better, I'd be 20th. I ain't no doubt. Goodness, I just can't find no dang bait this morning. But that's all right. It's all good. I'm a little early this morning. I had a friend of mine. He showed up. He bought him a new boat, and he bought it yesterday and had it out a little bit and running around. He's got one of them new Lowrance Ghost trolling motors on it, and it's got all the active engine and everything on it. And he came in yesterday, and I saw him. I was working on one of his other boats, and he's got a ski boat that blew some freeze plugs during a dang freeze over the winter and broke some manifolds. And right now I'm down to just a thermostat housing cracked also. And I was out there working on it, and he showed up with this boat he just picked up. And it's a 19-foot Triton with the Lowrance. I think he's got nines on it or something like that. And this morning he calls me, phone starts ringing at 3 o'clock. I'm in the boat getting ready to get down here to the lake, getting all my stuff kind of situated. He goes, my trolling motor won't work. I go, good night. And I said, I'll be down there in about 20 minutes. So I got down there a while ago. He just pulled out his dang, and you know it, you've had it happen to you, and a lot of other people have had the same dang thing happen.
Reset button. Motor.
The reset button, it's that breaker switch.
Right.
Well, this dang thing, wouldn't reset. So, and a lot of times they'll do that. They just won't reset. And when they don't do it, I'll just take that one lug off and put it on the other one, just jump the dang thing.
Yeah.
I mean, good night. That's all you can do if you go.
My Kennard, I haven't ever had a reset button on that one. I forgot, I don't know how many years out of a trolling motor with it.
See, that's the way I am with mine, too. You know, I've that breaker, the very first time it ever trips, I jump it. I'll never use it.
There you go. Bypass it, man.
I mean, it's easy to do. Just pull that one little lug off and stick it right on top of the other, and you're good to go. I mean, a lot of the manufacturers probably don't like this here to talk about that. But, you know, dang it, if it don't work, it don't work.
True.
You know, so you make it right. You got to do what you got to do to go fishing.
More stuff to go wrong.
Always. That's my son finally told me what boat stood for years ago. You know, I never knew it stood for break out another thousand.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's true. Absolutely true. But I mean, this is the worst addiction you can ever have. I promise you. Fishing. Oh my gosh. It's horrible. You throw everything you got into it. I mean, every dang thing. I do anyway. I mean,
you have to commit to it. I mean, if you're going to be good at it, you got to commit. You just got to go for it. You can't. There ain't no budget trips and budget running and all that. You got to go.
Just go.
That's
it. Yep. There ain't no doubt. Well, see, I end up pretty good with this deal. I get on working on this guy's boat this morning and all this stuff. I get a pretty good deal out of this. I get to go to Mexico and go fishing. Tuna fishing. Uh-huh. So it's in June. There's going to be a week in there in June. I think it's the 10th through the 15th.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Mexico.
Good trade.
I get to go tuna fishing.
Good trade.
Yeah, I guarantee
you. Like in Dances with Wolves when that Indian told him that, said, good trade.
yep, exactly. The hat and the knife. Yeah, I guarantee you, good trade. There ain't no doubt about that. I mean, that's the thing. It's, when you get friends like this, I mean, I work on this stuff all the time just because, hey, man, this is happening. Can you do it? Yeah, I can do it. I don't ever want nothing out of it. He's a friend.
Right.
So, you know, and then he's always taking me hunting and fishing anyway, so why not? Good night.
That's what friends are for, man.
Exactly. And so, I mean, it's a blast, though, because I've been kind of dreaming of this trip. We're going to have 3.5 days on the 70-foot Bertram.
Nice.
Exactly. So, and going for 200-pound-plus tuna, it's going to be a tug of war. I'm ready.
Well, I feel sorry for the tuna that you get a hold of.
I hear you. I tell you what. You see, Mickey, that's what's so bad. You know, people ask me, you ever take a vacation? Well, sure, I go fishing. I'm just a different kind. I go for them big ones. I want to see one that'll make me just holler calf rope. I'm done. The only ones that have ever gotten real close is after you catch about 20 amberjack. Them rascals, I'm talking about 20 of them, say 25 to 30 inches. Them songuns there, they'll pull your string now.
Yeah,
goodness, them, man. First time I got into them, and I don't know how many people have ever started their saltwater fishing with this fellow. I don't even know if he's still in business down there out of Freeport. Easy Going Charters. That's the very first offshore boat I ever got on, and that was a slow boat to China, but that rascal, we caught some fish. I know a lot of friends of mine went out with him. I said, goodness, I don't even know if he's still in business or not, but that was just my very first experience out there, and we got out there and got on dang amberjack like that, and I mean, them songuns were everywhere, and you talk about something that pull. Them knuckleheads, they pull hard. And, you know, it's those quick, short runs. But when you get a big one, that song, he just don't want to give
up.
Hey,
just think if Snapper got to 50 to 100 pounds. Boy, that'd be tough.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, they're,
man, you couldn't. You,
pound for pound, they're bad to the bone fish, too, man.
I know. I mean, I'll tell you what. Even those little vermilion snappers, they ain't very big, but they're just tough as they can be. Good night. But them big, giant ones. Oh, my gosh. You got to tug it on them. You go, man, what have I got? And, I mean, they'd be like pulling up a big old halibut, I think. You know, I've never pulled up a halibut, but I think that'd be like them halibuts, just like pulling up plywood, though, I think.
Yeah, it's really, like reeling in a truck tire or something, I think.
yeah, that might be more like it. But, I mean, they don't really pull on you very hard. I don't know, because I ain't really experienced it. One of these days I'll get that opportunity.
I like egg ripping, jumping, head shaking fish, you know. I like that.
You ain't, I know, I love it. I love watching those knuckleheads shake their head. I mean, you get out there on some of them catfish and they go to doing the same thing. Oh, and like over here on Tuesday. Good night. I was going to fish that Tuesday night. They canceled that rascal. They canceled that rascal mainly because, you know, the storm blew in.
Yeah.
There wasn't but a few of us knotheads out there that wasn't paying attention to the weather. I think there wasn't but about a dozen of us that showed up. And everybody paid up. It is about just about takeoff time, and all of a sudden here come that rain, and here come that wind. And they said, "Oh, we're going to cancel it." And I said, "That's fine with me." And I turned around and started heading towards Stowaway. And now we're down at Margaritaville. That's about 7 miles away from Stowaway by water,
right?
Maybe a little bit more. And I hit the main lake, and when I hit that main lake, I guarantee you, without any doubt, they were at least 6 foot waves running through there. I made it through about 15 of them in that 20-foot bass boat, and I was having to have some, because I was having to climb them and then back off as I got to the top,
right,
so I could catch
and down
the next one.
Yep.
And I started running out of low end torque, and I said, "Nope, I'm not going to do it." I swung back around, got in a little calm spot, and I didn't make it 15, 20 waves into it, and I said, "I ain't going to do it." Turned around, got in a calm spot, called my wife, told her to come pick up the trailer, pulled over to April Plaza,
smart
loaded up
move
over there. While I was sitting there, some other guys came in. They said, "We couldn't make it," and they were going to Lakeview, which is just literally just, you know, not a stone's throw, but you had to hit the main lake to get there. And
right,
they couldn't make it, so they just called them an Uber. And that's a smart thing, because you couldn't, I'm telling you right now, that was, I was sitting there waiting on my wife to show up, a little security guy came up, and he goes, "You know whose boat that is on the ramp?" I said, "It's mine." He goes, "Oh, okay, well, see, you know, the marina's closed." I said, "Yeah, but if I'd have been out there right now, you wouldn't have, but the game wardens and the constables would have been looking for me tomorrow." And, because I would have been out there sunk. There's no doubt. I mean, that was one of those days where you absolutely have to know your limits. And in my bay boat, I would not have done it. So
yeah,
that's a 24-foot bay boat that's designed to handle stuff like that. I would not have been out there in that. So, but I just happened to get trapped at the south end of the lake, and I couldn't get back. So I wasn't going to be a dummy and you know, just run across there knowing how to get back. Call somebody to come get you. That's the moral of this story. Don't let call an Uber, call somebody to come get you, go pick your vehicle up, whatever. It don't matter. Don't go out there and sink. You know, no matter what lake you're on, wherever. Because they all get that way, I promise you. And it hurts whenever you get out there. Because that thing went to, I told myself, I said, if I hit about two more of them, one of them's going to roll right in this boat, and I'm going to be completely full of water. And, I mean, you can see it coming. I mean, there was no doubt. I couldn't get my nose anywhere.
Oh, it was an inevitable it would happen. Yeah, it's not worth
yep,
it.
Yeah, it was seek, coming.
Seek shelter. Go to safe harbor.
Yep. I guarantee you, brother. I mean, that's one of the hard things about fishing, you know. And, you know, I've already paid my entry fee for this tournament and everything, and I canceled it now. So your competitive fire is already going when you already signed up to
right,
ready to roll, right? So you're ready to get out there and get after it. And then, boom, we're not going to do it. And then you get out there, so you're kind of winding down, and you hit that stuff too. No, not a
no,
smart move.
Not
back
really,
down, back down.
All right,
oh,
Richard.
Goodness.
Well, I got to bow out of here, and you need to find some bait. So if somebody wants to call you and come up and fish, man, give them some info.
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. Richard, have a good day, man. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
Okay, bud. See you now. All right. All right, that's the fish dude, Richard Totch, up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to go to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie P. Mr. Paradosky, what's up?
Morning, Mickey. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm just like everybody else. I'm sick of this weather.
Aren't you? Aren't we
Jesus,
all?
Jesus.
How about that blow yesterday for a May norther?
Oh, God. Well, it's just been the same thing ever since this freeze every week. You got one or two days that week to fish, you know, and if you miss one of those, then you ain't had a very good week at all.
You got to grab your weather window, man.
Yeah. You know, Tuesday I went west wading. It was beautiful. perfect. Caught fish all day long, and released some decent fish, and let them keep some eaters, and that's it. Here comes the weather again, you know. I don't know. I am sick of it.
Thing I'm seeing here, looking at the extended forecast, that's all the way through next Saturday. Southeast winds anywhere from 15 to 25, 10 to 15. You know, it's all southeast.
Yeah.
For about 7 or 8 days. I can dig that.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, a couple of those days, they got rain forecast.
They got a lot of rain in the forecast. This Sunday, 70%. And then all the next week, there's a pretty good 60 to 70% chance for about 4 or 5 days. So that's not looking good. But
we had a 90% chance of rain yesterday, and it never rained a drop over there.
No, they missed the rain. The rain came Tuesday night when it was supposed to come Wednesday morning around 5, 6 a.m. It just came early.
We didn't even get that.
Yeah.
So it's just the same old song and dance every week. You know, we're waiting for a change. You know, I saw a lot of birds working down West Bay, you know, little bitty shrimp. And then in both bays, I've been seeing a lot of dead shad floating out of back lakes and bayous.
Right.
You know, a lot of them birds are picking that stuff up. And I saw that one day in East Bay, too. You know, it's not glass, but it's just little bitty shad.
Wonder what's causing that.
I don't know.
Too many of them? Oxygen
Maybe.
Deprivation already?
Maybe.
You know, they'll pile up, and they'll get in a big old huge pile to where they just deplete all the oxygen in the water and kill themselves, no matter how warm or, you know, warm it is or anything. It just happens.
Yeah. I did, when I was down there Tuesday, I saw more slicks than I've seen in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
see four slicks in one. Yeah, you see four slicks in one spot. You better get out.
Oh, I'd pass out. I'm on it. Four slicks in one place. I'm staying there all day, buddy.
I ain't seen that in years. You know, I just don't see them slicking hardly anymore.
Well,
I don't know what the deal is. But we got cut off by one shark.
Oh, boy.
And that morning before I left the dock, I was talking to another guy, and he said he had some friends down there Sunday and Monday that said the sharks are worse than he's ever seen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Must be plenty for them to eat then.
Yeah. I didn't see many porpoises, maybe a couple. But the fish were definitely eating Tuesday. Yesterday was a blowout. I had the people yesterday and today, I just told them, go home.
Yeah.
Don't mess with it. East Bay is just a mud hole from one end to the other. Water temperatures about, you know, it gets up like this, you get a little wind, it's dirt.
That's it. I was just fixing to mention that, you know, when we get our water temperatures up in the mid-70s like they are, any kind of wind, it just rolls it up, man.
Yeah.
And then add a little fresh water to it, and it even gets worse up my way.
Yeah, y'all are going to suffer from that rain. It kind of missed us. I don't know what we got up above us, but.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I've got friends up Dallas way, and, boy, they got hammered for a couple of days. A lot of water.
Yeah. I don't know, Mickey. It's just been a different year, and
the
wind has not been our friend.
Nope.
It's been our enemy. And just keeps coming from a different direction and won't settle out, but there's better days are coming. Gotta be.
That's true. That's one thing to look forward to.
You know, usually in April, y'all got some big fish coming out of the surf there in Galveston, and hell, ain't nobody been able to fish it.
Yeah, good luck with getting in that.
Yeah. You know, I've heard a lot of good catches from the Port O'Connor jetties, but, you know, our Matagorda jetties have been unfishable. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as it settles out, that's going to bust loose. We're just waiting. We need some weather.
At least these surf runners, these tide runners, there's a few of them coming in, a little shot in the arm with those.
Yeah, I think that's what I was dealing with. Yes. You know, some of these fish were 22, 23-inch fish. And that's
silver
what tide
streaks.
Runners
coming through. Yeah. That's what my old man used to call them, silver streaks. They're coming in, boys. Get your wading boots on.
I saw Dwayne and Rodney down there Tuesday.
Did you?
They were lurking around, yeah.
Lurking.
Yep. They say it's pretty slow over in Port O'Connor, so they're over this way looking.
Right.
Oh.
Everybody's on the hunt.
It's a different year, man.
It's got to deal with. That'll give us something to talk about next year.
Yeah. What lies ahead?
That's it, man. All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, got a awesome year ahead of you here, and once the weather gets right, golly. But somebody wants to hook up, will you give them a number, man?
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, you take care. Hang in there. It'll get better. Got to.
See you, Mickey.
All right, Charlie. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Just say, Alexa, play Sports Radio 610 and listen live now.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Sponsored by Cordell and Cordell Fair Divorce for Men. Visit dadsdivorce.com. The Bruins are still out at Madison Square Garden, folks. After the Rangers' surprise firings of President John Davidson and General Manager Jeff Gorton last week, newly promoted President and GM Chris Drury yesterday dismissed head coach David Quinn and all of his assistant coaches except goaltending coach Benoit Allaire. In his three seasons, Quinn went a respectable 96-87-25, while Davidson and Gorton completely rebuilt the roster, making it younger and faster, if inexperienced and too soft. As a diehard Rangers fan, my view is that Quinn, whose hiring I enthusiastically supported, by the way, did a pretty damn good job, if you ask me. Columbus's John Tortorella and Arizona's Rick Tocchet were also fired this week and should be on Chris Drury's list of potential replacements. My personal choice would be Tortorella. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's probably going to be Gerard Gallant or Chris Knobloch. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you gear up for that next oil change. We've got a great deal for the job. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And you can get it all fast, your way. Just order online with our free same day store pickup or next day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, it's Ron, the show Hughley, and do I sound healthier? Because today I weighed in and I am 97 pounds down, 3 pounds from 100 total, and it's all to Soda Weight Loss. They've changed the way I think about food. They've changed the way I eat food. They've changed the way that I operate daily. And one of the big helps is nutritionist that I speak to each and every week. Landry, she is somebody who has been in the program, so she knows the ins and outs of the potential pitfalls and helps me out each and every week. There are no tricks to it. It is them helping you hit the goals that you need to hit. and what you want to do that, go ahead and jump on sodaweightloss.com. Check out the countless Google reviews they have on their homepage, over 4,000 of them. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it all over the phone. After you go to sodaweightloss.com, click on the big green top left corner tab, Soda at Home Nationwide. Soda, state of the art.
Sports Radio 610 wants you to come face-to-face with Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Larry Walker, Ron Guidry, Johnny Manziel, Sam Ellinger, Jalen Hurts, Drew Pearson, and many more local and national sports superstars of the past and present. Catch the 35th annual TriStar Sports Collector Show, Friday, June 4th through Sunday, June 6th at NRG Arena. Buy, sell, and trade with America's top sports collectible dealers. For info, go to TriStarShows.com. That's TriStarShows.com. Don't miss it. Take
care of things. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.